Skype of Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Scenario Pulvis et Umbra Sumus by Matt Sanderson.
Anyone want to give us a little summary?
Sure. I'll take a run at it. So let's see. What is this? It is... I thought there was a date. Oh, there it is. December. Sure. December 21st. Not long before Christmas. 2018. Let's see. There are, what, 5 of us? 5 people? From... I don't think we ever found out where most people are from, but I'm presuming they're from variously around the country. Flew to Newark to transfer Newark International Airport, New Jersey, just outside New York, to transfer to some small place, strangely enough, for a scenario kept by Edwin, to a small town in Maine at the behest of a letter from a law firm, Carter & Carter, saying that there was going to be a reading of a will, although I don't think any of us knew the people mentioned or the lady whose will it was, but it was a paid trip, so we all packed into our various airplanes, flew to Newark, flew to Maine, got rental cars. Some of us drove together, some of us did not, to the town of Eagle Lake, to the house of wherever it is we're going, whose name I don't see. Atwood, the Atwood house. Is it a house or is it an estate? Should I say estate?
It was a, well, it's rural, so it's a house on property.
Okay.
But it was not.
But it's not like an
estate in a
big,
sort of
fancy. Okay. Yeah. We arrive variously, we meet the attorney, Mr. Dennis Carter. We learn that the attorney doesn't actually have the will and apparently has never seen the will, but the will is being brought to the house by, Miss Atwood, who is apparently Mrs. Atwood's daughter. Why she has the will, why she's bringing the will, why... the lawyer has never seen it and is just accepting money to read a will. Who knows? We don't know. No one ever shows up. We get tired of waiting. So we all variously make our way back into Eagle Lake to the Eagle Lake Inn. We check in. Some of us go to dinner. Some of us go to the gymnasium to work out. Some of us stay in the room and drink. And this is kind of, people start turning to dust. And I think it kind of happens all at once. Like either a bunch of people turn to dust or everyone except us turns to dust. I was not clear on that point, and I was going to ask that question of the keeper. And then the lights go out. And then the power goes out.
Yeah, and then the lights go out. Yep. So before the lights went out, other than... each other, and you're sort of seeing each other. Two of you are in the restaurant, two of you are in the hallway, and the fifth of you must be, oh, is also in the restaurant. That's right. I think Patty had run out to the front desk to call the police, and then went back in to join Christine and Penelope in the restaurant, and Marcus and David are in the hallway. Who is it? Marcus has his gun, I think, and David is seeing it, or vice versa. I forget who's who.
Yes.
Now. Yep. Okay. So you guys have just seen each other. You do not see any people who are not dust.
Okay, so for instance, when I was in the restaurant, you described that I saw the server, the waitress turning to dust, but that was everyone else in the restaurant as well.
Well, and then, yeah, so that
I mean,
happened,
except for the
and
part.
Then the Then there was that family of four that Penelope was sort of staring at as they also turned to dust. And then, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It didn't happen all in the same second, but it definitely happened fairly quickly.
Okay. So it's a good thing this is 2018. Otherwise, we would all be making comments about having seen this movie. But oh, no, we have seen this movie. Sorry. This was the first one. So we have seen this movie.
Excellent. Which movie is it?
This seems just like a movie I saw this past summer.
Avengers.
Ah, okay. I missed it. So, yeah, so there you are. Let's start with, because I think they were about to talk to each other here, perhaps. So, yeah, David, as you were walking down the hall, did you have something, Jim?
Nope.
You turned around to see Marcus coming out of his room with a bottle of booze in one hand, a gun in the other, and it's a small bottle. You know, it's obviously something out of the this wine bar. And then, yeah, then the lights go out. You get another flash of him as the emergency lights come on, and then the emergency lights go out, and you are just in the hall in the dark. And we'll start there.
Hey, are you there? Are you there, Marcus?
I'm here.
What happened? Do you have a lighter or anything? Do you smoke?
I don't. Get closer. I'm pretty sure I have a flashback in my backpack.
I'll move closer. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we at least see kind of the shadows of each other, or is it total darkness?
You're right near your room, and there's some light coming in from outside through the window, and so you can see a few silhouettes in your room.
Okay. So I will slowly start, you know, getting into my room, back into my room, put down the mini bottle that I just gulped down, and start looking for the my luggage to see if I have the flashback there.
Sure. Why don't you give me a spot hidden?
Sure.
You hit it.
Let's see. Let me check. I don't believe that is not a pass. No.
Okay. So as you're looking through your bag, and as David, I assume, is sort of moving carefully. You know, you've got your hand on the hall wall, and you're sort of walking towards his door. You guys here, and we're going to flip over to the restaurant here. If I could get Patty and Christine, please, to make – let's start with us. Spot hidden roll.
Normal success.
Hard success.
Cool. So you can both make a dodge roll, and Max, you can have a bonus die.
Normal success.
Four.
Awesome. All right. So, yeah, you did dodge this bullet. So, as you are, you're sort of, the lights go out, and your eyes are both drawn to a bright light, a very bright light. And then all of a sudden, it's a car just coming through the plate glass of the restaurant, just crashes through, the glass shatters everywhere. Both of you get out of the way. And Patty, you're actually just sort of standing, you know, you're quite poised. And a man, the driver's door gets thrown open, and a man comes out. He sort of just throws the door open and pushes himself out. He's got a like a down coat on. And he, as you are watching, he's pulling a gun out of his pocket of his coat, and he says, "It's all you. You're all on with this together." And it, he starts to pull his gun up towards you. Those of you in the hall, or Marcus and David, you hear the crash. You don't yet have your flashlight, Marcus, but you do. You hear this just enormous shattering of glass, and I expect you will shortly hear the sound of gunfire. But let us see here. So, Marcus, I guess you are next here.
Okay, I will try to find a flashlight because I'm useless in total darkness here. So,
okay, yeah, you can go ahead and give me another spot.
Okay, I will get the luggage closer to the window. Get a little,
okay,
little bit
you
more
can have a bonus
light.
Die.
Okay,
sure. Let's
see, oh, I don't need it. 06.
Cool. It was right there. It was in that little side pocket, and you just hadn't gotten it open yet.
Okay.
You grab the flashlight and turn it on.
Yeah, and I hear the...
You see that, David?
What was that noise? 15.
It's...
You jumped out of the way. You're a little bit off balance, but you see all of this going on. The headlights are still, you know, pushing through the dark of the restaurant. The engine is running. You may be muted.
Cool. I thought you said Christine. You mean Patty?
I did say Christine, and Jim may be muted.
Oh, sorry. No, I wasn't muted. I didn't hear my. Oh. I didn't hear. My... Sorry. Oh. I am going, as I see him start to go for his gun, I am going to reach for a glass or a cup or a pot of hot coffee or whatever is immediately to hand and throw it straight at his face.
Good. Yeah, go ahead and make a throw roll.
Hard.
You grab that coffee cup right off the table.
That is a success of some description. Okay. I will spend 4 points of luck to make that a hard success, actually.
Okay. Can you give me a sand check, if you would?
Nope.
So you can lose 2 points of sand. So you see, you throw the mug straight at his nose. And you first think that it hits his face and just shatters. And then you're sort of looking and you see that his face seems fine. And then you sort of play it back in that millisecond afterwards. And you realize that it actually shattered before it hit his face, that it pulverized somehow a few inches from him. David. Nope, not David. Sorry. This guy is going next. So he is going to turn and attempt to shoot at Christine,
the young lady
who is hard to see. He has
face.
A penalty die. And he, so you hear a bullet whiz by your ear. Just missing you. David.
So I'm in the room there. I'm just going to... Let's go find out what's going on. We got to go. We got to help people. Let's go. Try to drag Marcus along.
Okay. So you start heading down the hall towards the restaurant.
Well, not if Marcus isn't coming, because I'm not walking around in the dark.
Okay. We will find out shortly then. And Patty, what is Patty Durst up to? And Patty, I just put you at the end of Dex order, but I don't actually know what your Dex is.
75. So.
Oh, okay. I'll put you. You're at the beginning of Dex order, and that's why you're going first here, top of the round.
Okay. Perfect. is the guy standing kind of like between? So he opened the car door and got out, but the car door is still open. So he's right there.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go and how far away would I be from him?
It's not a very big restaurant, maybe 15 feet.
Okay. I'm going to run and just like smash into the door to kind of try and pincer him between the car door.
Sure.
In the car.
Can you give me, there's a lot of broken, you know, the tables and chairs and glass and stuff just went flying as he drove through the window.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant. Can you just give me a dex check on your way over there?
Success.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and make your fighting brawl with at normal.
Okay. Oh, all right. I will burn 3 points of luck to make that a hard success.
Okay, and you see him as you're coming at him. He just sort of reaches out and attempts to grab you around the neck, and he fails, and you crash into him. And your attempt is really to sort of grapple him to hold him in place.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to tackle him. I'm trying to
to shut the door. Yeah, you're trying to push the door shut on him.
Car door.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I guess my question is, are you trying to hurt him, meaning you just sort of slam into the door and move on, or are you trying to hold him there?
I'm trying to hold him there, but only if he drops the gun.
Ah. Okay.
Some chance that he may have dropped
the gun. Yeah, I'll give him a dex check on that. That seems fine. He makes a hard success on that. So, yeah, so he holds on to the gun, and he attempts to hit you on the face with it, missing. And he's sort of grabbing at your throat with his other hand. And you push into the door, hold him against the car, and then does that mean you sort of look at the gun and drop to the ground? Or?
Well, then, if I can, I'll try and, grab his wrist. The wrist that's holding the gun, but
all right. I think that's gonna have to be next round if you're gonna keep.
Yeah,
if
we're, I think so too.
Another fighting move there. Marcus, David is trying to get you to follow him with a flashlight. See what's up with the noise.
I do. Yes.
Okay.
I lead with the flashlight towards the noise.
Okay. Yep. So you guys start run, jogging, something, walking quickly down the hall towards the restaurant, Christine. Jim.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Green.
Yes. I will. Let's see. So Patty has him pinned between the door and the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I will run in, crash against the door, just to give him a little extra squish, and grab his gun.
Door. All right. Okay. Yeah. So why don't you give me your fighting brawl to grab the gun?
Whoops, that is not, those are not dice, that is, let's see, that is, ooh, just on the nose, normal success.
Okay, you grab, and he fails, so sure, yeah, you sort of slam into the door, and grab onto his hand and gun, and, you have got a hold of the gun. And he is going to...
As in, like, took it away from him, right? Or just...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You have the barrel of the gun in your hand. Yep.
Okay.
We're going to go odds on Christine. And that is a 4. So he is going to grab at Patty. So he just still trying to... maybe that's why maybe he was a little distracted. He's still trying to grab Patty's neck. What would you like to do there? Max, are you fighting back, dodging?
Yes, sorry, I'm dodging. Okay. Because I'm better at dodging. but not this time.
Okay.
So he grabs me?
He doesn't. He actually misses, I think, because of the door. So he's just about to get you. with the one hand, and then the gun gets grabbed, and he sort of looks over, and the door pushes him a little bit, and you see him sort of rocked back against the door. And David and Marcus, you have gotten to the doorway of the restaurant. You can see the headlights of this car just, you know, shining through the room and out into the hall there. You hear the engine running. You can see it's hard to see details, but it looks like there's some kind of a fight going on by the door. And that brings us back to Patty.
Well, I'm going to try and extricate my neck from his hand. Oh, wait, okay. He didn't grab me.
He didn't get you, so that's pretty
yes.
easy.
So, yes. So I will try... I guess I'm just gonna maintain my hold on the door so he can't get out and be crazy. Okay.
All right.
So you want me to make any roll for that, or?
I'll have him make a roll to escape if that's what he decides to do. Yep.
All right.
So you're holding him in there. Marcus, you are at the restaurant. You can sort of see in this mixed up light that there's some guy in a parka that is being held against his car door. And he is yelling, and he's just, a lot of it sounds like nonsense, but it's just a lot that you guys are working for it, and it's all your fault, and you must be stopped and killed, and
okay.
That's his thing.
I will approach the fight basically.
Okay.
Let me know if I get there in this round.
Yeah, you're definitely, I mean, you're 20 feet from it at the start of the round, so you can certainly run up there. I'll make you make a dex check to run through all the furniture and stuff, but you can get there if you want.
Okay, so let me run the dex check. And that is a pass. And
okay,
so
yeah,
I,
so you
I,
skip over the broken chairs and the shattered tables, and, you know, there's broken plates and coffee mugs and whatnot, and you get to the door.
When I see this man fighting, it is, who's it, Patty? Is fighting?
Patty and Christine.
Yeah, Patty and Christine are both sort of holding this guy. He's trapped between his car door and the car, and the two of them sort of have their hips against the door and are wrestling a little bit. And you can probably see as you get up there that Christine has the barrel of a gun in her hand.
Okay, so I will just yell, "Stop or I shoot!" And I will point with the flashlight, towards his eyes.
Okay. Yeah, he definitely puts his hand up to block the light, but he doesn't seem to particularly calm down. Christine, you have a good look at this guy's face right now. You can see, from a foot away that he looks like he hasn't slept in a while. He's got, big bags under his eyes. You can smell the cigarettes and coffee coming off of him. And you have a gun in your hand.
Okay. I will use the gun to, because I've seen it. I've seen this work in the movies all the time. I will pistol whip him to knock him unconscious.
Beautiful. Go for it.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, you sort of swing it at his head and run into his hand as he's holding up against the lights, and just he sort of seems to block it almost accidentally. And David, you are also at the entrance to the restaurant. You can see what's going on, and you can clearly see this guy in the flashlight beam of Marcus. The restaurant, you can just see the mess in the headlights.
Yeah, so I'm a part-time bouncer. I am.
Yeah, you are.
This is somebody's got a gun to fight. This is the sort of thing that I'm just very used to wading through, and I got to try to wade through and grab onto the guy's arm.
Sure. Let's give you with advantage. I'll give you a dex check because you're always going through furniture and bars and stuff. That's your thing. I mean, an advantage. Is that what I said? Yep. A bonus die. There we go.
Yep. That's an 11 out of, I don't know what I was rolling against, but Dex or...
Dex, yeah. So you skip over
it's
there.
It's extreme success.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And I'm just going to grab onto the guy's arm and hold it.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and give me your fighting brawl. And I'm going to give you a bonus die because he is, it's all kind of confused in here. He's got his hand up against the gun and the flashlight.
That's a hard success.
Okay, yeah. So you grab onto his arm, and you sort of have the arm on your side of the car door, and he's on the other side of the car door, and you feel like you could probably, you know, pressure point, hold him in place by twisting properly in your next go around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that is his turn, which we just skipped, but we'll do. He is bound up and kind of blinded, and he is simply going to punch with a penalty die. He's going to you see him start to swing at your face there, David. You can dodge or fight back. If you successfully fight back, I'll let you get him pinned.
I'm absolutely going to fight back.
Okay.
And that is a hard success.
All right, so he also gets a hard success.
So he wins.
So he lands a blow on you, but it seems very ineffectual. It's just, he hits you on the shoulder, you feel it, but he doesn't seem to actually do any damage to you. Patty.
Pat is gonna just continue with the group holding this guy.
Okay. And
disarm him.
So he's disarmed. I mean, he's already been disarmed by Miss Green, and he looks like David has a pretty good lock on his arm, and the two of you sort of have his body. You and Christine have his body trapped by the door.
We just got here.
So he is, he continues raving. The four of you are easily able to subdue him if that's your, sounds like that's your goal.
Yes.
And certainly, you know, David, I think can sort of direct effectively. yeah, you get him whatever sort of double backflip hard Nelson thing that people do. And he is secured in your grasp. You know, he tries to bite and stuff like that, but you've certainly dealt with plenty of cheap fighters over the years, and he's not great.
So when he swung at me and didn't seem to do anything, I mean, was it the normal way people swing at me and it doesn't seem to do anything, or did it feel odd in some way?
Does David have a force field around him too?
I mean, it connected, you know, so you felt it. You could feel him hit you. Yeah, just it felt like a weak blow.
Got it. And so we've kind of calmed him down, or at least taken away his gun.
Yeah, he is immobilized. He is gunless. You can see that he is, you know, maybe you drag him in front of the headlights. You can see that he just looks kind of like a mess. He's wearing a suit, but not a nice one. You know, it's obviously just off the rack and kind of fits. And, you know, it's under a down coat, which is kind of worn around the edges. And his shoes are definitely very well broken in. And yeah, he rants for a while, and he keeps telling you that that you guys, you're working for it. You are like that you're going to destroy the world. You must be stopped.
who is this? What the hell is going on here? I'm going to go through his car. Glove box, center console.
Yeah, absolutely.
The back seat.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll
so
kind of help.
You find... Okay, so the two of you start going through the car. David, what are you doing? You've got him locked up in your arms.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do, is I hold him until the manager tells me what to do with him, so I'm not really the figure-out type guy.
Marcus, what are you up to?
So, you know, I will get back into police mode. Okay. Maybe I will look for something to wrap his arms, you know, on the back. If not,
sure.
I will look for his laces.
You grab a tablecloth, grab a tablecloth off the table, and
cool. So I will do that.
Start tying him up.
You know, pinning against the, you know, against the floor, down there on the ground, and start asking questions. You know, what the hell is happening here? Who are you? Why did you try to kill us? You know, that sort of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, so David and Marcus, you sort of handle him to the ground, get him tied up, knee in his back, and Marcus starts peppering him with questions. And Christine and Patty, you start going through the car. You find... Give me your spot hiddens. Definitely find stuff.
Okay.
Extreme success.
Great.
Everyone?
No, just Patty and Christine.
Okay.
I guess.
You got cut off is what you got.
Oh, I did get cut off. I think I banged my head getting into the car to check or something because I rolled a 94.
Ouch. Okay. So you sort of look in. You see there's a bunch of coffee cups lying on the floor. There's a half-eaten sandwich on the floor. And it's just messy. You know, there's fast food containers all over the place. And everything, of course, has been tossed forward when the car came through the plate glass. Christine, you open up the glove box and start going through it, and you find, along with a couple packs of cigarettes, a PI license in the name of Joseph Chalmers for the state of Maine, and sort of on the back side of it is a concealed handgun permit. There's also a little flask, a little glass bottle of something called Allen's coffee brandy in the glove box. And yeah, I think that's, you know, and then more, you know, there's some, a couple notebooks, you know, a little spiral bound flip notebooks and some pencils and stuff, and then, you know, more, a whole package of Dunkin' Donuts napkins in the glove box and that kind of thing. As you guys start, Marcus and David, as you start sort of working him, can one of you give me some kind of a role? I don't know if you want to do intimidation or persuasion or something.
I'm very intimidating. That helps, Marcus.
Me too. So,
one of you can roll with a bonus die. You can both roll whatever you want.
So let's see. I have 60 in intimidate.
Oh, go right ahead. Use the bonus die.
So I've got with a bonus success.
Okay. Yeah. So you eventually get him to stop yelling at you, and then he just kind of goes into this rambly talk. He says, "Well, I was at the house. I was hired. I was supposed to be at the house. I drove up to the house. I got there ahead of time, and they told me I should be at the house. So I was at the house, and then upstairs in the window There was this light. There was a blue light, a big light, and something came down, and I think you are working for it. You are part of it.
You mean Miss Atwood's house or someone else's house?
Yes, Atwood's house, absolutely. That's the one.
That's
where it was. I was there.
You were also requested to come here for whatever you were going to be given, money. Is that it?
No. I was hired. We were part of the. We found you guys.
Okay, you need to tell us more. Why did they ask us to come here? We are not involved in anything. We are not involved in anything strange. So you better start talking.
Yes, you are. I'm not involved in anything strange. You most definitely are. We were just hired to find people who needed help. People who were down on their luck. but you, yes, you have been brought aboard. I think you have. That's pretty good. I think you're going to kill us all.
I look at David, like trying to make sense of what he's saying. So we're going back to, we're going, I say we go back to Atwood. What do you say, David?
So you look at David and you realize like he is absolutely the sort of guy that he looks almost happy at this moment. In the sense of he knows he's not going to make a decision here. Whatever happens next, he's not making that decision. He's just the guy who's going to go along with whatever the people around him want to do. And whoever seems to be the most in charge, which at this point seems to be Marcus, he's just going to do that. Although he will, once this guy seems to be sort of blubbering by himself, he will pick up this guy's gun and stick it in the back of his jeans.
Okay. Okay.
That would mean you would have to take it away from Christine.
Oh, never mind. I
thought it was your hand, yeah.
Yep, I will not do that yet.
Yeah, so that takes a little while to sort of calm him down and get whatever information you got from him. And so the four of you, I think, are now all, you know, the car has been pretty well searched. The four of you are in the... do you turn the car off?
Probably. While I'm in there rummaging around, it would make a certain amount of sense.
Well, they'll leave the lights on.
Okay. So you turn the engine off, leave the headlights on.
Yeah. We don't have any other lights, so.
Right. You don't have – yeah, it's bitterly – you know, it's getting really cold in here. The snow's blowing in through the window.
That was something I wanted to ask. When the power went off, did the emergency lights come on?
They did briefly, then they went out.
And then they went out. Okay.
Yep. And as you look outside, give me an intelligence roll, Wood.
Who?
Everyone?
Sure.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
97. Wow.
It's all up to Patty.
And Patty got cut off again.
If it's all up to Patty, we are in trouble.
Oh, we just lost him completely or something. He sent us a picture of... That's not useful, yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I feel warm and snuggly all over.
I think that means he failed.
Okay. So.
So anyway, yeah. So it's dark outside. You can see the, you know, there's snow coming down.
Speaking of,
there's a little bit of ambient light.
Sorry. Speaking of dark outside, what about like the lights outside, like street lamps?
Yeah. Apparently, apparently Eagle Lake is one of those stargazing cities. It seems pretty dark.
Street lights are off. The neighbor businesses.
Boy,
lights around.
Yeah, yeah. As you look across at the gas station there, and you're like, huh? They must shut the town down at 9 o'clock or something. Is it definitely? It's dark.
So, what do you say? What's your name? Christine?
Yes, Christine Green.
Oh, Miss Christine, what do you say if we go back to the Atwood's house and try to find out what's going on here? This man said he was hired to find us, and there's something strange going on there, as he's describing. Maybe we should go back to that place and try to find Miss Atwood.
I think you're right, Mr. Callahan.
So I rolled a success on my intelligence check before my phone started freaking out.
Okay. So you remember, unlike everybody else, that there had been some street lights and one traffic light that were on that you noticed, and they are not on currently.
Hmm. Some sort of crazy power surge, maybe? Are there any lights on in sight?
No.
Like, the whole town went dark, basically.
Seems like Eagle Lake has gone dark. Yep.
Yeah. Something happened with the power.
Yeah. I'm getting this man and you know, sitting him there in the back. So why did you pick me? Why did you guys pick me then? I asked him.
Yeah. Well, just needed people who needed help. That's what she said. She said people who need some money.
Who else was hired? Other than you?
Oh, well, there's another company out of Bangor. They did some of the work.
Okay. So we're driving back there, okay?
We're
going to find out what is happening here.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you're going back there. Of course. Yes, you need to get your directions, your orders. That's good. That'll be great. Oh, boy.
Directions from whom? What are you
from
talking
it.
About?
From it. You can see that he he seems really confused. Like, he seems so sure of himself, and then you're like, and then he's sort of like, oh, I don't know. And then
I will roll a psychology, just kind of get a sense of his state of mind.
Sure.
All three.
He, so you've talked to a lot of people over the years in a lot of different states of being. And rarely have you talked to somebody who seemed this unhinged and yet still coherent. Like, it doesn't seem like the guy's just, you know, drunk or on drugs or something. He seems completely detached from reality and 100% sure of himself.
Okay. Very strange. So I will look on the trunk of the car to see if there's any... anything else that we can use before we go back to Atwood's?
Sure. So he has, you find just a small, like a little gym bag with some extra clothes, a sweater, and probably back in the trunk there somewhere, he has a box of ammunition for his pistol as well.
Mm-hmm. So I'll grab
I don't know what sort of things. There's a tire iron, a spare tire in there. But
okay. Yeah, nothing extraordinary. So I will get the ammo and pass it down to Christine. Okay. You know how to use that gun, Ms. Green?
No.
Okay. David, do you know how to use that gun?
I know how to use it and all.
Yeah, I got a permit and everything.
Yeah, who's got the highest skill?
doesn't matter. I'm going to look at David. I'm going to look at Patty. I'm going to think better of it. I don't really want to give it to anyone. I'm not sure this is really the best idea. But I also don't want to cause a scene, so I'm going to hand it to Patty.
Okay. Thank you.
She spoke first, so I will just give her the ammo.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get back to Adwoods then. Where's the other lady? Penelope, was it?
Yeah, we're not sure where she went to. She seems to have wandered off.
Can we look around for more flashlights maybe first? You know, right now we just have yours. If it goes out...
I'll pull out my cell phone and turn the flashlight on, make sure it works.
Yeah, makes sense. And also I will try to see if there's a shotgun or anything on this hotel before we leave.
Okay. Yeah, you guys find behind the front desk, you find some flashlights. It seems like power outages are a thing that they are used to. You don't find a shotgun.
Hmm. Not ready for apocalypse. This hotel.
Yeah, we're not. It's not the end. The zombie run around.
Yeah. Okay.
You do, as you're sort of walking around. You do realize that there really is nobody else here. I mean, this was an enormous crash and noise, right? The car, the gunshots, and there's no staff. There's no guests. You do find little piles of dust here and there. Your adrenaline has calmed down from the big fight. It's just you guys in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of winter, in the dark. I think we can take a sand roll from you all.
Nope.
I pass.
Nope.
All right. Just a 1 or 1d4.
Pass.
All 4 of it.
Ah, brilliant.
Just...
Yep. And you sort of, you walk, look around behind the desk in the office. And all the little buzzes and clicks and things that you're used to are out. You know, the coffee maker's off, all the little red lights on things are off, the computers are off, everything's just dead.
Did my cell phone work? I mean, at least the flashlight?
It did. Yep, cell phone worked.
Do I have signal?
Give me a luck roll.
A luck roll. How lucky am I? Oh, not very. Nope.
You get some sort of intermittent signal. You know, it flashes on and then drops out.
Okay. Can I check Facebook?
Yeah.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Maybe Twitter. Twitter's probably the better option. I'll go with Twitter.
Yeah. So you turn on your Twitter app and. It takes quite a while. Everything just seems really slow. But you do see some stuff on there. I don't know what sorts of things Christine Green follows, but
a lot of the softball teams, the Olympics, okay. University of Arizona.
So West Coast December softball, absolutely been going on.
I'll do a search for hashtag dust people.
Dust what?
People.
People?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything trending? Dust people. If I had time, maybe try Maine dust people. I don't know.
Excellent. Nothing particularly exciting comes up. There's definitely some older posts and pictures and things, but nothing. There's not like a whole big to do.
Okay. The world goes on. Must just be this place.
So, David, you that you know are the one that have been talking to Marcus more closely. You do notice that something's changed in him. Like he looks like more confident somehow. Like even a little bit proud, as he's kind of getting ready to get back to Atwood's house. It's very hard to see what is happening to his head, but he's quiet there. He doesn't look that old anymore. No.
Yeah, David assumes it's the drinking you've been doing, but he's seen that proud alcohol look before.
That is also helpful, indeed.
So, boy, and you are about to head off into the rurals, and there is an entire bar unattended right there.
Yeah, on the way out, actually, I will pick a bottle. Something from
that's probably for the best. Yeah, I think you'd want that.
Oh, David's definitely grabbing something if that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. No, there's as I say, it's an untended bar.
Pick up that bottle of Lagavulin Blue.
Well, I don't know if they have that here, but
should we head back to the airport? Maybe see if we can find the police.
It is dangerous, I think.
Well, maybe we should. There's the lawyer's office. We could always go stop by the lawyer's office. I know that's where the lawyer went last.
How would that help?
I mean, it is kind of weird that we're the ones that showed up and then this started happening.
I don't believe it's got anything to do with us. But he's saying he saw something there at the Atwood's house.
Well, so let's go find the police and they can go check it out.
Yeah, you know, but are we going to lose our money then? Because that's really why I'm here, is the money. If there's money in that house, maybe we should just go get it and get out of here.
I'm assuming we've already lost it.
I guess.
I don't know. She said that he saw somebody at the house. He was supposed to meet somebody.
Well, okay. But, I'll come with you to the house, but then I'm going to turn around and head for the airport. I'm ready to be done with this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, let's go then.
Okay.
So you guys...
I'll take a brief look around for Penelope, and then not seeing her, just leave her.
Okay. Yeah. You might see some footprints in the snow, but it's windy outside, and you know, so as soon as it's out of the lee of the building, they're just completely impossible to follow.
Looks like she wandered out into the snow. Hope she'll be okay.
She has her tarot cards. I'm sure she'll be fine.
Yeah.
She obviously foresaw this.
Maybe she went back to the house.
Maybe she's behind it.
Yeah, she was weird. Maybe she's the what he saw. That's why he's blaming us, because of her.
How do we know her name was really Penelope Dixon? Maybe she was Miss Atwood.
Oh, man. This is like one of those movies. I never really watched them, but it seems like one of them.
Well, she was playing with some weird cards, right? Those the money cards.
Yeah, she said something that bad was going to happen.
Yeah, she may have been just trying to scare us. Let's go back to the house and find her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get in my rental car. And
okay. You guys leaving this man tied up in the dining room? Or are you doing anything with him? What's your...
I mean, is he harmless at this point?
Well, certainly in the sense that he's tied up and on the ground, he's harmless.
Yeah, I will...
He seems calmer, but yeah, I mean, he could certainly snap again.
I'll tie him to a chair.
Yeah. Wow, it's pretty cold out here. He could... Window's open. Why don't we put him in one of the back rooms or something? It can be a little bit warmer. Cover him with a blanket.
Yes. Let's go ahead and do that.
So you secure him in a back room and get into your cars. David and Marcus, you're going together again?
Yeah.
And Christine, I guess you don't have to worry about Penelope if you don't want to. And Patty, what's your...
I'll grab my car and drive separate.
Okay. So the three of you start to head back north on this two-lane highway. As you're leaving town, you see several car crashes. You see some of them are, you know, smoking. Some of them are just there. The houses are all dark.
Do we see any signs of any people?
You don't. Yeah, you don't see any people. And you saw, it seemed like there was, you know, towards the edge of town, there was a couple houses that had some flickering lights, like, you know, candles or something in the windows as you go by. And then you are back into the main woods and headed up and around the lake and across the river and back down. And maybe an hour later, you are on the final approach to the Atwood house. It has been dark the whole time, but you haven't actually gone through anywhere. Actually, that's not true. You did go through a small town at the intersection of the highways 11 and 161, and there is some, you know, there's a gas station there that's lit up, and there's some activity going on.
I'm going to pull into the gas station.
Okay. So you pull in, and the others of you can give me spot hidden if you like.
Nope. It's really hard driving out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, nine. Windy.
All right. So, yeah, you're not driving. You notice Miss Green's car pull off into the parking lot of this gas station.
Okay. I'll tell David. She's pulling off at the gas station. Maybe we should do the same.
It's up to you.
Failed my spot hidden.
You what did your spot hidden?
Fail.
Fail. Okay, so you'll carry on.
Yep.
So the two of you, so two cars pull into the gas station and park, I presume.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go inside. Is there anything excitement? Okay. Is it normal? Or are they?
Yeah, so you walk in, there's somebody behind the counter, and there's somebody over at the beer cooler pulling out a couple racks of cans. It looks, you know, it's a small, just a little convenience store with a little bit of food and
I'll go up to the cashier. Good evening.
Hello.
Have you heard any news? It looks like there's a power outage maybe in Eagle Lake.
Oh, could be. That sort of happens pretty often in the winter. It's been blowing.
But you haven't heard anything specifically.
No. No. Okay. Hey, can you give me a maybe a spot hidden? That seems good enough.
That's a normal success, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this woman definitely seems older than you thought, and in fact, she seems to be aging.
Fill it up on pump number whatever I'm parked in front of. I want to make sure I have a full tank of gas.
Okay. And she...
Quickly, please, before you turn into dust.
She starts to type on the thing, and you head out to the car?
Yes.
What are the other...
Frequently looking back, because I'm expecting
this to not go
well.
She definitely turns to dust.
Oh, man.
You give me a sand check on that.
Nope.
That's a D6.
Two points. Let's see. Okay. So that is exactly 20% since the first person turned to dust. So however long that's been.
That's very exciting. Okay. I think we'll do something fun with that. And what about David and Marcus? You pull into the parking lot, you see Miss Green get out of her car and head into the station.
Yeah,
I'm sitting in the car.
Okay. I'll tell David, maybe we should fill the tank as well. I'll follow, I guess, Christine, and then I see this happening.
Yeah, you can give me a sand check.
Okay, that is a pass.
Okay, that's just one. And then you look over and you hear, I think Miss Green has just stepped outside or stepping past you, and you hear the cans of beer just smash to the ground over by the cooler, and you look over and don't see anybody.
I start to think that that man was right, and we are the ones that are causing this. And what I will do is just make sure that I can provide gas to my station. You know,
does the power go out?
Not yet.
Okay. I need to start filling up the car before the power goes out.
Yeah, you guys get your cars filled up. Head back out. And as you do, as you're leaving, you see some of the lights start to blink and go out. What would we like to do with you, with Miss Green here? She's driving alone through the Maine woods, having just witnessed her awesome powers.
Fleeing in terror is not going to be very, very exciting, because she would just flee back to, it might be, because she would flee back to the airport and probably kill everyone there. So that'd be awesome. Okay. Maybe that seems kind of like the most likely thing, but I suppose it'd be reasonable to, to also get angry and want to go confront whatever and blame it all on Miss Atwood and go confront her at her house angrily.
Sure.
So either way.
Okay. Yeah, I think you run this sort of argument back and forth and back and forth, and you sort of play this, what if that. And as you do that, yeah, I think the anger builds, and that there's obviously a price to be paid, and somebody else needs to pay it, and maybe you need to destroy Atwood, or at least whatever is Atwood's, because she's obviously. Well, there is, of course, that crazy lady with the tarot deck.
Who I assume is Miss Atwood, but I can't find her right now.
She probably is Miss Atwood.
Yeah, she probably went back to the house. Yeah, so Christine will drive to the house fast.
Yeah, a little bit of a lead foot, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spin the tires.
Yeah. So, David, you all pull out together, more or less, and you see... Christine's car just take off, and as a professional driver, you are definitely concerned. Like, it's dark, it's snowy, she's not a professional, she's not in her own car. This seems like every likelihood of things going awry, and I think you can give me a drive roll there, Christine.
Oh, Christine, good.
Yeah.
Well, I should point out that As a licensed member of the United States Postal Service, Christine is a decent driver.
But he doesn't know that. So yeah. You're a good driver. Yeah, go ahead.
Normal success.
Yeah, you can take your bonus die on that.
Yep, normal success.
I will point out, yeah. Marcus. Christine there, she seems to be taking off in a bit of a hurry there. I'd like to just stay at the regular speed. Does that work for you, or do you want me to catch up to her?
No, let's be safe, David. Okay.
Good.
So I think, just because it seems like fun, Christine, you come peeling into the – I don't know if you can peel in as well as peel out, but – screeching into the Atwood driveway just as Patty's turning off her car. So the two of you are there.
I throw open the door. Where is she? And I'm going to go around to my trunk and extract the tire iron.
Okay.
Where is she? Where is that bitch? I'm going to rush into the house.
Patty, what are you up to?
Ooh. I'm going to put my hand on the, well, I guess I don't have a holster because it wasn't my gun. So I pick up the gun from the front seat next to me, and I will make sure it's loaded and ready to fire. And I will follow behind Christine.
Okay.
Christine, where are you going?
To find that Atwood woman. The one with the tarot cards.
Atwood woman? Tarot card?
Yes, that was her.
You're
the whole time.
About different people.
No, Penelope was Atwood. I'm going to open the front door. Or, you know, throw
it
open.
Yeah, the front door opens, and you actually realize that the front door feels sort of a little dusty, a little light. It's still there.
No, that can't be.
Are there lights on in the house?
There are not, and there were not when you left.
It's the only thing that makes sense. I'm going to find the light switch. Turn the lights on.
Okay. Yep. They do not work.
I'm just going to be following her, making sure she doesn't do anything... too crazy?
Atwood?
Yeah.
Penelope, where are you?
She's got her cell phone out, maybe, looking around. Tire iron in the other hand.
Yep.
Screaming, yelling.
I'm going to rush through the house.
Looking for anyone down here.
Looking for someone.
Okay.
Not sure I really care who I find at this point, but.
Well, I mean, you know, Patty Durst is right there. I don't know who she is.
Yeah, but I'm not that worried about her yet. But we'll see if there's any, we'll see if I find anyone else or not.
Yeah, so you wander around the first, or I shouldn't say wander. You storm around the first floor, throwing open doors. As you do, some of them just come right off their hinges and sort of fall to the ground.
God, this place is falling apart.
You sort of stomp through everything. You get to the bottom of the stairs in the middle of the hall there, the main hall. They look like they're still intact, perhaps.
I'll go upstairs. If there's no one down here.
Christine, it looks like no one's been here. Like, we were just here. It looks different, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can give me a sand roll there, Patty. This is definitely unnatural.
I don't think I'm paying that close attention to how it looks. I don't think I care.
Yeah, you're in there also already over the edge.
Oh, geez. I failed.
Is that okay, yes. Six.
Six? D6?
D6.
Ooh. All right. Woo! Four. At least one of us is keeping it together.
Yeah, the carpet, you sort of watch the carpet on the stairs turn to dust under each step as you go up. You just sort of pulverize it as you touch it with your foot. You get upstairs, and there's, you know, again, there's sort of rooms heading out in various directions.
I throw open the doors.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll throw open the other side doors.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give me a spot hidden if you would.
Normal success.
Okay.
Hard success.
Cool. Okay, so yeah, you guys are throwing open doors and looking around upstairs. And at least Durst, you probably hear a car coming in to the driveway and stopping. Marcus and David, you can just make out in your headlights as you pull up that the front door is wide open. And you can see the other two cars there, tracks in the snow, footprints going up the stairs.
Yeah, soon we see lights moving through the house, too, every now and then, right?
Yeah, and you see the little glow of the flashlight here and there.
All right, let's get in there. Find Miss Atwood, whatever her name is.
Did the house lights not come on when I turned the flipped the switch? Okay.
Correct. So the two of you go in, you hear doors slamming and so forth upstairs. You can see again under your own flashlights that the house looks older, dustier. Some of the things seem to be disintegrated. You guys can give me also your sand checks.
Okay, so before now we have the only people, but now also stuff. I failed the ascension.
D6.
I failed and rolled a 5.
Oh, dear. So you can make your idea roll.
Uh-oh. it's going to be close.
Are you dumb enough?
I am not dumb enough. I failed the idea roll. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this seems fine.
Yeah, just turning to dust. Okay. What'd you get there, Marcus?
4.
Four. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like the house is going. So you guys head in and head it up, or?
Yeah. So this guy said that he saw the blue light on the second floor. So we're gonna. Marcus is gonna rush to, you know, the second floor and try to look for something that hints some, you know, what is happening here.
Okay. Let's see. And was it Patty who went up? Yeah, Patty, you went upstairs before. That explains everything there. So you sort of look around upstairs as you and Patty, as you did before, but as you're moving around, you actually you open up a closet that you may or may not have opened before, and the closet is just a whatever was in there has just completely turned to dust, and you can actually see in the back of the closet a door, which is also you know, the sort of the edges of it are seem to be softer than they should be. And as you Perfect. Find this, you hear the steps of some people coming upstairs.
I found a secret door. And then I'll go through it.
Okay. Yeah, so there's stairs up into the attic.
I'll rush over and follow her.
Excellent. Yeah, so...
I will yell for David to come here. David, come over here.
Oh, no, he's right behind you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys come up into the attic and shine your flashlights around. And what you see is... I think the first thing you notice is a... what looks like a very modern telescope next to an old and crumbling wooden lectern. And on the floor of the attic is a large chalk circle, sort of geometric patterns. And in the middle of the circle is a large pile of dust. That's sort of what you see as you flash your flashlights around.
The group of people, what you're saying, not only one person.
The four of you are up there. You see each other. I don't understand your question about a group
the
of pile, people.
The pile of dust doesn't belong to just one person, but also but a group of people. More like the amount of dust that we saw and the family.
Go ahead. Give me an intelligence roll. That's I see what you're getting at. Okay, yeah.
I pass.
It seems like maybe person as opposed to people, but not windy, nothing moving around.
Okay. What about circle? Is it maybe I'm not picturing this correctly. So the dust is in the middle of the place?
The circle. Yeah. So there's a circle drawn on the floor in with a bunch of, you know, weird geometry Symbols. Stuff. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of the circle is this dust.
Are there any books, artifacts lying around?
So just from the top of the stairs, what you see is the telescope, the lectern, the circle of chalk, and the dust.
Okay.
You can give me a spot hidden, I guess, as you're searching.
Yeah, I'll continue here. First. And that is a pass. Part success, okay. Actually.
It looks like there is something on the lectern from where you're standing.
I will get closer.
What are you doing? You all sort of piled up into the attic here, and you see this.
I'm gonna check the telescope and see what it's pointed at.
Okay. So you sort of cross the room over to the telescope. Mark, David?
Yeah, no, none of this makes any sense at all to David, and he's just standing there waiting for Marcus to tell him what to do next.
Great. Miss Green.
So Patty goes to use the telescope. Like, she belongs here and she knows what she's doing. It's you, isn't it? You're Atwood.
She ignores you. She seems focused on using the telescope. Sort of bends down and puts her eye to it.
Sorry. I say, no. And I point the gun not towards her, but I turn towards her. I say, Christine, what's wrong? Are you okay? Like, I'm not Atwood.
Then how did you know this was here?
Because we were searching the upstairs and I found a secret door?
Or maybe you knew where it was all the time.
Please, Miss Green, please. Stop.
Yeah, can I do a psychology roll on Christine?
Sure.
And what I'm specifically trying to do is figure out if she feels the same psychologically as the private investigator did back at the hotel.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. 95. Okay. All is right.
Yeah, she seems like a reasonable person. Seems rational.
Maybe she's right.
Maybe she's right. Patty is exactly. Atwood. So, Marcus, you sort of stop on your way over to the lectern to remonstrate with Christine and Patty there.
Unfortunately, yes.
Are you pushing this at all, Christine? So Patty sort of turned around with her gun and yelled at each other a little bit.
Can Patty make a persuade roll or something?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
or Patty.
Can I give her a bonus die? Miss Green, please count down. It's the alcohol.
So with a penalty die. No. yeah, sure.
So can I use charm instead of persuade, or what if you persuade?
I think you got a persuader, but you do have the bonus die.
Okay. Oh. Well, I rolled an 03 under 15, so that's great.
There you go. Success.
I will watch her suspiciously, but I'll at least lower the...
tire iron?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, you'll stop brandishing.
I got stuck on crowbar for some reason. I knew that wasn't right.
Okay, so if she kind of... looks cool for the
moment. And it looks like she seems to calm down a little bit, and Marcus is sort of standing a little bit in the way as he, you know, is sort of trying to also help you convince her that you are not the evildoer.
So then I'll peep the telescope if that's the case.
Sure. Why don't you give me a navigation or astronomy or some kind of hard intelligence roll.
Is 100 good?
It's awesome. Yeah.
Did I win?
I think you won. Let's see. What do we know here? It's it looks, as you sort of think about it and try to sort of set your navigation, you know, figure out what you're looking at, you are pretty well convinced that this is probably pointed basically at San Francisco. Like it's fairly level, and it's pointed that way. And if it were super powerful, maybe you could see your house through it.
What? No way. She was spying on me.
Marcus, you have calmed down. You feel that Miss Green is at least temporarily not going to attack any of the rest of you. And okay. You move back towards the
lectern.
And yeah. Sitting on the lectern is a open book. And the pages that it's open to, the left-hand page seems to have a similar pattern to what is on the floor. And the right hand has what seem to be three nonsense words written on them, which I will type out for you. In the notes.
Hey,
and
guys,
they are
decorated. Come over here. Mm-hmm. They're what?
They're decorated. You know, they're sort of they're fancy. You know, it's a sort
it's
of a
writing.
Holograph. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So I will kind of look at the book, what's the name of the book, and see what are the – it's just – so for some reason I have some occult. I had assigned some occult to these characters. So
okay. What does it say?
I didn't pass my occult, but clearly this is some sort of – spells book or something like that. I don't know. I believe it's the spell they were trying. This is kind of magic. And it's what they were trying to do here. There's the circle. And I'll, you know, look at the pages before this design and see if there's anything else that describes what the spell is going to do or whatever. Is it written in English? Let's start by...
So, yeah, you flip the pages back and forth a little bit, and it looks like everything else is written in the Greek alphabet. You recognize that from, you know, high school math class.
Okay. I won't be able to read this. Looks either like a very old book or a copy of a very old book. If I'm not mistaken, this is Greek.
Okay.
Any of you know any old languages?
I'm going to go take a look at it.
Okay.
Exclopios Quachel Utlaus? What is Utlaus? What does that mean?
Well, it's good stuff. Something happens.
Thank you, Jim.
You lose 4 magic points as you say these words. You just get a feeling of exhaustion, tiredness. You lose 1 sand point, which is neither here nor there. And as you were walking over there, in the beam of your flashlight, you noticed a bunch of dust coming down from the ceiling. But as you say these words, the entire floor and roof seem to turn to dust, and you guys are all wrapped up in a blue light.
Oops.
A gray blue light, and you fall, float down through this floor, which has disappeared. You seem to just float down into just into light, just there in the light. And looking up, you can definitely give me a sand check.
Nope.
Pass.
Oh, dear. So if you pass, it is 1d6.
A lot.
And if you fail, it is 1d20.
I'm going to miss you, Christine.
Four.
Just 1 point.
Ooh, pass.
Okay. Yeah, 1d20.
So just like four. in our D&D game, I have no idea how to roll a d20. I only use four.
What is this die you speak of?
Mine doesn't work.
It only rolls low?
Yes.
That's great. So you see coming down an animate dust, not a dust storm. It's not like a dust tornado. It's just a creature of complete dryness, complete dust and desiccation. And as you are all there, it starts to float towards David, and it seems like it's about to embrace you. David, you can make a normal dex roll if you like.
I do like, and I will burn 2 points of luck to make that a hard success.
Okay. Yeah, so it sort of seems to move towards you to embrace you, and you curl up and sort of spin yourself a little bit and are able to get out of its touch. It seems like it's still going to be moving around towards you. Patty, you are floating in this blue light and you see something come down and start to head towards David O'Brien.
Well, I'm going to shoot it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And let's see here. I'll burn 2 points to make that a hard success.
Okay. Can you give me a... No, I don't think you need to do that. Yeah, you shoot it, and you see the dust sort of swirl a little bit, and you also fly backwards out towards the... maybe the light is growing. You were sort of thinking there was the edge of the light, but maybe you're getting... I don't know. Marcus.
So I'm just floating there. There's a blue light coming towards David.
No, you're sort of in this pillar of blue light, and this embodiment of dust or dryness seems to have come down through the pillar and is moving towards David.
I will smash the bottle of whiskey that I had with me against the dust.
So you're trying to get over to it and smash it?
I, you know, not maybe open the bottle and just, you know, spill the whiskey on top of the dust.
Oh, okay. You're trying to wet it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Excellent. What a waste of whiskey, but sure. Yeah. Go ahead and give me a dextrol roll, please.
dex. It is a pass.
As you pour out the whiskey, it just vanishes. It just disappears. And then you actually see the neck of the bottle crumbles, and you look and you're suddenly not holding anything. No. David.
I'm going to keep trying to swim or whatever it is I'm doing in here away from it.
Okay, just away from it?
Yeah.
No particular... Okay, yep.
Is there even a sense of direction here?
The only sense of direction is there's this pillar of light that seems strongest in the middle. There's one axis of direction. And it came, you know, you sort of felt yourself falling down, and then it came along this pillar of light.
All right.
After
so
you, towards you.
So, and it came from below or from the side or?
It seems to be from above. So you guys fell down and it came from above after you.
All right. Well, then I will keep heading away from it, which I think in this case means heading down.
It's sort of in a down direction. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and give me your dex roll.
No, it is much harder to move through here than I thought it was.
Okay, so yeah. So you sort of, I guess your instincts were better. Now that you're actually thinking about it, it's very difficult to do that. Marcus, can you give me a dex roll as it sort of seems to reproach you for your temerity.
04.
04?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you back away as it comes towards you, trying to get out of its reach. Patty.
Well, shooting it didn't seem to do anything, right?
It didn't.
Okay, then I'm going to try and move away from it. Yeah.
Okay. Any particular place? I mean, you sort of got, you shot yourself away from it sideways a little bit.
I want to try and get out of view of this thing. I mean, if it can see.
Yeah. Okay, so as you sort of look around, you see, you can sort of see that the skeleton of the house, you see sort of the framing a little bit, and maybe there's some areas that are a little more solid than some of the other areas, and you can try to move around to something. Go ahead and give me your dex roll.
66 is a success.
Okay. Yeah, so you sort of move out at maybe those are the old stairs that you came up and maybe you've swum under them.
Okay.
Christine. Nope. Marcus.
Okay. So I'm trying to get away from this, if I can.
Okay.
Kind of step out, you know, grab the book and step out from the room.
Oh, maybe. You're nowhere near the book. You fell right through the floor. The book, who knows where the book is? The book is up there somewhere, maybe. Above it, beyond it.
Okay. I'll try to get out of here.
Okay. Yep, go ahead and give me your dex roll.
That is a pass.
Okay, yeah, so you managed to move some distance away. David, nope, Christine, there we go.
I'm really not sure who's the bad guy anymore. Probably Penelope, because she's not the... assuming it's Penelope. So we can kind of float, swim, fly... move in a particular direction.
You definitely see people. Yeah, I mean, you're sort of floating, and you've seen your compatriots move in a somewhat pointed way.
Okay. Can I point myself towards the dust creature?
Yeah, you can go ahead and make your dex roll to try to move into it.
Brain it with my tire iron?
Sure, yeah.
That's an extreme success on the dex. Or no, hard success on the dex.
Okay. Can you give me a luck roll?
Probably not. Nope.
Okay. Yeah, so you... the rest of you can give me a sand check.
Nope.
So this is a D3 or a D10.
Okay, that was 93. That's a fail for me. And 9 points.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's nothing. I got 10.
Oh, and brilliant.
Oh, but I failed my idea. So.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that too.
A D10? D10, you said?
If you failed, yeah, it's a D10.
Ooh, 9.
Come on, dummy guy.
Oh, no, I understand.
He doesn't understand what's going on.
Awesome. So the three of you failed, but only one of you passed your idea roll. So you see the woman, Christine Green, who was sort of saying that each one in turn was the bad guy and was very angry. And then all of a sudden you just see her somehow launch herself straight at this creature with her tire iron held forth as a some sort of a link or a trophy. And as she flies towards it, the tire iron disintegrates, and then her arm and then her head and her shoulders, and suddenly she has just become one with this creature of dust. It was obvious that she has gone to gain great powers by uniting with this creature of dust. Especially Marcus. Marcus, you can see that this is probably the way of the future. This is the way, I mean, everything's crumbling, and wouldn't it be so much more wonderful to be part of the dust, part of the cause than part of the effect? You could be the authority figure. You could be you could make sure that everything happens the way it's supposed to.
I will,
David,
fly over that dust and
yeah, eventually. See what David does here.
Well, I'm going to keep trying to get away from it by going down, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give me a dex roll.
Nope, still flailing around.
Okay, Patty? Oh, sorry, before Patty goes, it's going to do something.
Mm-hmm. Great.
There's three of you that have been moving around. Patty, yes. So, Patty, you went and sort of got hid under these stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking up at the staircase and sort of almost through it a little bit, and then you just feel next to you dryness and desiccation, and you spin your head around, and it's right there.
Oh, God.
You can, with a penalty die, you can give me your dex check, please.
Okay. First roll is a 92, and then an 82. So, yeah, doesn't matter. Fail.
Welcome to the world of dust. Marcus, Patty seems to have beat you to it. So this creature that you were about to sort of fly towards it, and it disappeared. And then you heard sort of a muted scream, and you looked down just in time to see Patty Durst get enveloped in this creature, which is now below you.
Okay. Yeah. That's the future, she said.
Okay. Well, we can guarantee that will happen. David, this thing is below you. It moved. It was behind you, above you, and now suddenly it's below you, in front of you.
I'm going to swim to the top then. Try to get out. Maybe I can get back out of the room.
Give me your dex roll.
That is a success.
Excellent. Yeah. It looks like you're getting closer. You can see just the vague outline up there of the things floating in the attic somehow. You look down once behind you to see Marcus become one with this creature. You can give me another dex roll.
You mean Marcus?
Sorry. No, no, I mean you're David.
Gone. Yeah, no, hard success.
Yeah, you come up, you sort of swim up through this nothingness, and then all of a sudden you're back in the attic of the house. You see just sort of lying on the remnants, the edge of the floor that didn't disappear. You see this book just lying in a pile of dust. There's nothing, doesn't seem to be anything else.
Anything else in the room right now?
The telescope seems to have disappeared. Everything seems to have crumbled. The ceiling has a big hole in it. Snow's flurrying about. There's just this book, and it does not seem to have been affected by the disintegration.
I guess I will grab the book and run to the car and get out of here.
Okay. So you grab the book and get in the car and head out. And you start driving away. And the you sort of, as you're driving off within the headlights, you actually see that the trees around the house seem to have disappeared, but as you get further and further from the house, things seem to return to normal. You pass through the small town with a gas station, and you can definitely see the signs of destruction from your brief stop there. But eventually you make it back through Eagle Lake, and you know, maybe it's 1 or 2 in the morning, you're just driving. And you make it down to Presque Isle, and it's almost as if nothing ever happened. Except for those people that you met that seem to have disappeared.
Oh, yeah, I'm not stopping at Presque Isle. I'm driving to D.C., but yeah, yeah.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. Brilliant.
Wow. Thank goodness for low intelligence.
That's
Saves
right.
the day every time. So do you think you could spend luck rolls to make an intelligence roll go
to fail
low?
It.
Yeah, I guess you can't, because you can't spend on sanity. So anyway, whew, it was exciting. What did we miss?
I don't think you missed anything.
Cool.
It's only 3 pages long.
So if you stay in the house, does eventually, I mean, you find the room and the end happens? Is that the...
You mean if you don't go to the hotel?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you, for some reason, just stayed and searched the house, you could eventually find the attic and read out the book, and that would be that.
And if you, don't read the book...
if you don't read the book, then what the storyline is that a couple hours before you got to the house, Ophelia Atwood summoned this creature Quetzal Utaus into the book, and that basically set up and that destroyed her, and set up the house effectively as a trap that anyone who is there somehow at the right time or comes within a mile of the house becomes a conduit, which you all had become. And the conduits are very hard to kill, but they destroy everything around them. You would have become, so if you didn't deal with the book, you would have, you know, found it, I guess, and then you would have gone out into the world and destroyed the world piece by piece, sort of expanding out from you.
Yeah, so that's what David is doing now?
What?
That is what David is doing now, I guess.
Well, so I'm actually a little, basically what you did by saying the words was you called this creature out of the book, but you didn't destroy the book. And I probably need to reread some details to see what happens in that case. I think what happened, though, is that you basically the dust creature went into its own reality and didn't follow you back. And so that effectively saves the world, breaks the connection. But so the book is now just a potential.
Oh, I was going to burn the book as soon as I could get fire.
Yeah. So once you burn the book, then yeah, there's no longer a threat, because then it can't be used to call the creature back into it.
Yeah, David's an athlete. He doesn't smoke, and they don't have those little things anymore in cars, you could say. So as soon as he could get to a piece of flame, he was lighting that thing on fire.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So that would definitely help with that.
Cool.
And I guess David would get back 1d10 San and then 1d6 San.
Yeah, it doesn't really help him much, but...
Doesn't help a lot.
In his job, it's not really important. But,
you can use it again.
Oh, I know. He's brilliant. In the sense of he's not brilliant.
Right, right. So the other group that I ran this for went through a lot more shenanigans, but eventually got back to the house and decided in true Cthulhu way to just burn the house down. At that point, didn't look through the wreckage, so they just burned the house down and left. And so they just destroyed the world, which I thought was a fine ending.
Jim, I'm so disappointed that you didn't burn the house down.
that was never really an option. It was either, the option was to turn my ire on Patty or not.
Oh, and Ophelia. So Ophelia Atwood, some time ago, a long time ago, had found something in that book that had given her immortality, and then she just kept sort of replacing herself. You know, she would every 40 or 50 years, she would go and tell somebody, "Hey, I'm the daughter or the whatever, the caretaker, and so-and-so just died, and I'm taking over the house," or whatever. And so she'd done that for some hundreds of years, and then something perhaps in her mind flipped, but she eventually was convinced that humanity shouldn't exist anymore. And so this was her scheme to call down the god and destroy humanity. And she was willing to sacrifice herself to make that happen.
Cool.
But you deprived her of that. I guess it's a good thing. Cool. Well,
All right. Thank you. Well, thanks. That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, thank you, Evan.
Finished in time.
Just in time.
All right.
Improving. So,
yeah.
All right.
So then, do we know what's up next, or are we going to do another vote for Sundays?
Deirdre. That's another short one. Right. Yep.
Oh, yeah, and then we're supposed to make some 1890s for tomorrow evening, right?
Yep.
Yes.
People who are in the retinue of that baddie lady, Victoria?
I guess.
Well, I did not get that until you said something, Jim.
You didn't catch that? Yeah.
It's such a common name in that. I don't know, just right over my head.
Yeah, so Jonathan will be playing Victoria and never showing up.
Right. Exactly. We can all be part of her her crew.
Makes perfect sense.
Oh, I didn't get that part of it, that he wasn't going to be playing it. I was really thinking of being her butler. And now I'm
you could be.
No.
Yeah, you can be the queen's butler.
I mean, we could all be part of the... it would be kind of fun to be part of the retinue.
The household staff of the queen?
Yeah, you know, the dog handler and the butler and the...
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I'm sure he could work that in somehow. Right, Max?
Whatever you want.
See?
It's not going to matter.
Nope.
All awesome. Right. Thanks.
Ready, guys.
Bye.
Cool. See you guys tomorrow night.
Take care, guys.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.